mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are into the third hour, ladies and gentlemen. It is January 3rd, 2005. That's going to take some getting used to. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We have new Bohemian Grove photos posted with some of the other photos that have come out in the last year. People in black hoods doing mock sacrifices, mock hangings, a black child tied down with all these men standing around him. Pretty interesting stuff, and I suggest that you go to prisonplanet.com. Over on the right-hand side, we've got all the little banners about news and focus, and I would suggest you check this out and email this out to folks. New development there for you. Now, before I continue with your call, some of the other news that are coming up. Marines will stay close to home for urban training. Toledo Blade, another urban warfare takeover drill. We'll be covering that. U.S. fighters violate Iranian airspace report. Trying to get the war going. Abandoned by their rulers and left to survive in the jungles. London Guardian, what's happening in areas affected by the tsunamis. Another article, chemtrails over South Florida. And I'll also get into some new reports about what antidepressants do to pregnant women, what it does to their babies. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Up next here is Sherry in Oregon. Sherry, you were saying that you were abused by the TSA at an airport, and now you're going to start suing them, basically. What happened to you in the airport? Describe it for us.
Oh, it's awful, Alex. I had a six-month-old that was attached to my chest in a snuggly, and I walked through, and I just had a
pair. Oh, you were the case that was in the news?
No, actually. I don't think
because I had a lady on that happened to.
No, this was really awful.
And again, a snuggly is like a sling.
Baby carrier, yeah.
It's a sling, yeah, with a baby, okay.
And I told the lady, I said, it's probably just my belt, because all I had was a pair of jeans and a T-shirt and my flip-flops on. And she didn't want me to take my belt off. She just was very rude to me and obnoxious and told me to take my baby off. And then I walked through. And
was she wearing a large turban on her head?
Yes, basically.
Normally, it's a foreigner. They'll jab you and poke you and laugh. We run things now. But go ahead.
It was awful. She yelled at me, telling me to go up a line telling me to take my son off, give my six-month-old to my husband who was carrying my 23-month-old, and yelling at me, telling me to go up a line, which I did, and then she yelled at me again and said, you're going up the wrong line, you need to go up that line, ma'am. So I went up to the line went to the same spot, and so anyway, I was standing there, my husband came by and, you know, asked them if I could have my shoes back because it was cold cement. It was out of Oklahoma City, Will Rogers Airport.
You argued with a lord?
I did.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, and that just set the ball rolling. Basically, they yelled at my husband. They told my husband to step away. And while I was standing in line, they were pulling other people behind me to go ahead. And so I made a statement. I said, why am I not being ushered through here? I said, I'm carrying my six-month-old. I would like to be, you know, I would like to know why I'm being detained and what's about to happen. And they just basically told me to shut up and, you know, it's none of my business.
Yeah, scum.
And I guess I...
Well, by the way, this is going to be on the roads, the schools, the corporations. They admit this is about training you to take maximum abuse.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not taking it, Alex. I started quoting my Fourth Amendment right, and they really got off on me then, and they called the supervisor. The supervisor came by, and he had a little bit of compassion, and he said, okay, we'll bring the lady in so she can sit down with her baby at least. And then this woman, Victoria, who is very big woman, very intimidating, standing in front of me, asking me if I was ready for this, and I said to her, ready for what? And basically, she told me I had to take my son off and put him down on the cement, and I said, that's not going to happen. I said, I'm not putting my son down. I said, you don't need to be doing anything to my son anyway.
I want to hear what the wolves did when we get back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Sherry in Oregon called in at the end of the last hour. Well, we started talking to her then. And just one more of literally hundreds of cases we've heard about where... I mean, I've been in the airport, folks, and literally people with turbans and hoods over their heads, and I'm not saying target and be mean to Muslims either. But, you know, they claim, oh, it's all for them because they might be terrorists. You know, that's the whole media angle they use. But, I mean, I'm talking World War II vets on walkers with air tanks who can barely breathe, you know, with oxygen masks. I'm talking families with their children, and they're rude, they're mean. Especially when I was in Chicago on a connecting flight. And then I read these reports of where they actually have women pull their shirts down. This was in all the big newspapers a few months ago, in front of people. And some folks refuse and are kicked out of the airport or arrested. And there was some security company called Wolverines. Wolverine Security, I believe was the name, was when I was out in San Francisco a few years ago. And they were like in these robin egg blue, you know, bright blue commando outfits with black berets and black boots. They were stomping around, pointing at people. And, I mean, I've been to third world countries, folks, and it isn't this bad. And they had an article a few years ago about Boston, where over 90% of the people in the screening weren't even U.S. citizens. And something like 45% of those were illegal aliens. They got to get rid of the illegal aliens. And so my whole point is that a lot of the folks that get into this are just really big control freaks. And then so many people in what I call racist white America are like, good, take all the rights away. It's for them Arabs. You know, it's not for us, the good people, good Americans. Oh, yes, it is. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. But finishing up, so this big lady's in front of you now yelling at you, telling you to take your child out of the little sling that you had your child in. Your child was nursing, as you just said. And then she says, are you ready for this? Tell us what else happened.
Well, first of all, before I sat down, the supervisor was assisting me to the chair. And my husband came by to just kind of hold my hand. He's carrying my screaming 23-month-old because he's, like, freaking out, doesn't understand what's going on to his mommy here. And this is all public.
Well, he's learning that the authorities are the bosses.
Yeah, well, he's not going to learn that. And the
Democrats, you've got to learn to have, like, this Nazi Germany train station, may I see your papers, image of people being drawn out and arrested and grabbed and detained. It's going to spread now to the roads and the schools and everything. But go ahead.
Well, it gets worse. He literally pulled me back and yelled at my husband and said, you will not have any communication with your wife or son. And my husband was just aghast. He just couldn't believe this. So anyway, Victoria is standing in front of me. I still have my belt on. She tells me to take my belt off. I take my belt off. And then she tells me to hold my son up high. And I said, ma'am, if I hold my son up high on my pants, because my pants are two sizes too big, I wear them loose with a belt. And she said, I don't care, ma'am. You need to hold your son up. Or
now, where is this now? Is this a little office off to the side?
No, sir. This is right in front of everybody.
So these are the chairs by the lane. Now, this is what I've seen in the news of making women take their tops off in front of people.
Well, they made me basically take my pants down and expose my, almost to where my vagina was showing.
Okay, well, let's not get into that.
Well,
ma'am, just describe, though, what they did to you.
Basically, she tried to get me to hold my son up. I said, I'm not going to hold my son up because my pants are going to fall down and everybody's going to see my private parts. And she said, man, then you need to put your son down on the cement. I said, that is not going to happen. I am not putting my son down.
On the dirty airport floor.
Right. So anyway, she called the supervisor, yelled at the supervisor. The supervisor came over and he says, well, I guess you can have your husband come over and take your son. So they had to pat my son down first, though, my infant son. And he had already gone through the detector. And so anyway, my husband took my son, and now he's holding both my children. Nobody are helping him in our luggage. And so she, like I said, intimidating stood in front of me, said, are you ready for this? And
so what happened? Finish the story, please.
She basically took the bar, went through me, and then said that she had to pat me down, and she physically pat me down. And then she told me to stand with my legs apart and roll down the front of my pants 2 inches. And I said, ma'am, if I do that, I said, you're going to see everything. And then she yelled at me and said, you need to put your hands at your side and roll it down your pants.
So she made you take your pants down some.
Basically. And then I guess I didn't do it long enough for her, and she wanted me to do it again. I said, I'm not going to do it again. And she called for the supervisor. The supervisor came over, and he said, what's the problem, man? I said, man, sir, you know, she's wanting me to expose myself again. I've already done it twice, and I'm not going to do it again. I said, if you look down my top, you can see clearly anything. You can see my toes. And he just looked at her, and he says, you don't need to be doing this to her. And they let me go.
Well, your case is frankly quite mild. You know, they're doing body cavity searches now.
Well, oh my gosh.
Invasive. That's freedom. We need to set up highway checkpoints where you, like getting your oil checked, you pull in and maybe they can have a proctologist there. I'm not really joking, folks. This is the admission. It's going to go to every level on the roads, on the buses, in the cars. Well, that just passed, by the way. Ron Paul's got an article on his website about it. It's in the bill. Highway hardened checkpoints, as I told people in my film Police State 2000. Bill Clinton got the $2.4 billion funding each year for it. Bush has expanded it. And I'm sorry to hear that happen to you, but I'm glad you're suing them, and take care. Good to hear from you. That's been all over the news. I mean, just type in airport security makes woman expose herself. And there's worse cases. I mean, you can read mainstream news. Story after story after story. Hundreds of links come up. And obviously some of them are duplicated, so there's dozens of examples out of the hundreds of articles. And these are just people that complain, where they make you, and sometimes it's in an office in front of four or five employees. More often it is on the chairs up against the wall right where you go through the checkout or the scanning checkpoint. And you're right there, and they're just pulling people's pants down. And in one case, with a pregnant woman who had another baby with her husband, and it turned out to be one of the people who was a reporter, they made her bare her female upper parts to a giant line of people. And again, it's about I mean, if you'll put up with this, I mean, I've talked about what five airports have it. They're trying to put it in the rest of them. They have this, for lack of a better term, it's an X-ray machine, but it's really ground-penetrating radar. And they can turn it on a low setting. It can even see your body parts inside of you. You can even see your heart and lungs and things. But on low, I'm sure you've seen the images, it's been all over the news, of a naked man standing there. You can even see the pores. And then it says, well, you can see a gun or weapons or drugs. It's wonderful. But they record that digitally on these computers. So people are being recorded naked, literally. It's like having naked photos taken. When you go through these, and it's recorded onto a hard drive. And they want to put them in everywhere. And I've seen a few articles around the U.S. where the police have bought these units, and they come park them outside the back of a bar, and then they make people come out of the bar, if they're looking for weapons, and walk through these as well. So, again, imagine if the Nazis, imagine you're reading about Nazi Germany, if they were stripping women outside the trains, looking for people on the trains or on the roads. Let me see your papers. Let me take your pants off now. Here, let me do... You'd go, man, them Nazis are real bad. But America does it, and it's, well, it's good. We got to stop Al-Qaeda. But the border stays wide open. Brian in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Actually, I'm in Indiana, just outside of Chicago.
Well, I apologize. Go ahead.
That's all right. For a few years now, several years, they've had this I-Pass thing in Chicago area on the toll roads.
And now they've doubled the price if you don't take the tracker chip.
Yep, today they doubled the price if you don't have that.
Now, that they actually made that announcement 6 months ago, and the same thing now is happening in New York, and they admitted a year and a half ago in San Francisco, when you have that I-Pass or K-Tag tracker switch that has your ID number on it, they put up radio readers all over the Bay Area, not just San Francisco, and they're tracking where you drive and what you do.
And I guess
freedom.
Since they did this, they've had 2 million orders for new boxes for new customers. I guess
that's the size of a matchbox and goes in your on your dashboard, right?
Yeah, and they're $50 a pop. So at 2 million, I mean, look at all the money they're making off of that. Unreal.
Well, that's why the fools didn't get it. They go, we double the price if you don't take it from $2 to $4 per leg. I'm going from memory. Was that correct?
Yeah.
That was in the Chicago Tribune a few months ago. But then the fools run out and pay the $50 for the other thing. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well,
but again, if it's like San Francisco, they're going to put up radio readers everywhere that track you off that ID number. And I saw them in the news go, well, it's just an ID number. There's no database. The ID number connects to the database. They have the head of biometric access based in Austin, actually Round Rock to be precise, about 2 years ago. In fact, this is in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And he gets on the news and goes, HEB, have you seen that? Okay, but I thought you said something. HEB food stores, they get him on TV and he goes, well, don't worry. We don't really take your thumbprint. We take zeros and ones. Well, all digital photos or scans are zeros and ones. And he goes, so that doesn't go to the database. No, just the zeros and ones that are reassembled instantly into your thumbprint. I mean, it's cuckoo for Cocoa Puff land when they say, oh, we're not taking, it's just an ID number in the chip. There's no data. It's connected to the database. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean, I know I'm ranting here. I'm glad you brought this up, sir. And again, when somebody brings something up and I jump in and tell him the story before he says it, I'm neurotic. I do this because, not to go, ooh, look how smart I am, ooh, look, I remember this article. I do this so someone doubting me, who will never go to Google, who will never go to the Chicago Tribune, who doesn't research anything, I found it convinces them that I can finish your sentences. You see, that was confirmation. Not just me saying, yeah, you're right. I said double the price. Matchbox size transponder. See, if I can do that, that shows people this is a real article. Of course, you can go to Chicago and find out. Those of you out there that are doubting all this, thanks for the call. Great points. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we'll go to your calls here in a second. I just want to say that the official federal plan now being implemented by like states like Texas and California and Oregon and Illinois and New York, New Jersey, is by law, we will all have a transponder in our car the size of a matchbox that goes up on your hood. In some cases, you can put it in your glove compartment. Every road will tax you other than private residential areas. And they're going to have this little transponder so that different readers, county, city, federal, will track how far you drive from point to point to reader, and the tax will be divvied up out of that. and either you project the tax and pay into a bank account twice a year or once a year, or on a weekly basis you can go put money in the account, or you can go to gas stations that will you take the transponder in and they put more credits on it. There's several different systems, and the feds are standardizing all of this. And there are 7,000 miles of toll roads in the U.S. Texas is going to have 6,000. Rick Perry's announced it. Within 2 years in Austin, as they finish these toll roads, the average Austinite will spend $1,800. This is their numbers. To drive on top of all the other taxes. And then the state highways, the federal highways, they're all going to have a tax. And they're saying we're all going to have to take satellite tracker boxes in our cars that plug into the ignitions. But they know we'll complain about that, so they're giving us the option. Okay, well, you can just take the transponder then. Everything you do, tracked and taxed, on top of all the Big Brother activities. And so many people say, well, it's already so bad. They've been tracking us for a long time. And I heard Catherine Albrecht the other day give a great analogy of this. It's like if you have two broken legs and a broken arm, you go to the doctor, and the doctor goes, how about I don't even dress these two legs in your left arm, and how about we go ahead and break your right arm, because, you know, you're already bad off. You know, that's the attitude. Well, it's already so bad. I mean, they've been tracking us for a long time. Yeah, but now they're sewing the system up. Now it's going to be total. Here's another analogy that I'll expand on hers with. What if there was a really bad gas main that blew up and caught 10 houses on fire? And one of the fire department, when you called them, said, look, 10 houses have already burned. Okay, we're just not going to come out and fight the fires. All right? What's wrong with you? I mean, just the town's going to burn. Let it burn itself out. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, this is the attitude we have on politics. Oh, well, they're already so corrupt. There's already so much bribery and corruption. I mean, the trillions missing from the Pentagon over the last decade. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it's already so bad. And that's what Larry Ellison, the head of Oracle, said a few years ago when he said, I'm going to give the computer software to the government for a national ID card. And he said, why are you complaining, people? We already track everything you're doing anyways. Yeah, that should stop. So next time your house is on fire, just call the police, and I guess they'll say to you, I'm sorry, I mean, the fire's already burning. Why come put it out? You know, that's just the way it is. What are you going to do? Okay, now I'm doing Yogi Bear imitations. I better stop while I'm ahead. It's just, I read the federal plan 7-8 years ago for this transponder tracking system, and I've been attacked in mainstream news articles. Jones, conspiracy theorists, believe there's going to be trackers in all the cars. I've actually been attacked on that. From the federal documents, now it's in Time magazine telling you how great it is. Oh, man. Oh, boy. And they do this. They go, we're going to double the price in Chicago on all these big toll roads if you don't have the transponder. It's like, I was in Randall's last night trying to buy some milk and bananas and stuff, and the young kid behind the counter just keeps going, don't you want a Randall's card? You'd save a dollar. Don't you want a Randall's card? And I just said, look, it's late. I want to buy the food. And I said, I'm not going to preach at you, but you're taking my private information, and you're penalizing me because I won't give it to you. Well, you're already being trapped anyways. And if you go to HEB, you know, they're putting thumb scanners in around the state. Haven't done it yet in Austin because we've been boycotting them. Why even boycott them? I mean, Randall's is doing something just as bad. And I'm sick of it. You see, you're penalized. You don't get in the VIP area unless you have the microchip. Oh, you can't work in this building unless you take an RFID tracker bracelet. It's just policy. Just policy. See, and then soon they're going to make you swipe your ID card to buy anything. They admit this. Your new federalized driver's license. It passed. We've got to fight it, folks, before it's in concrete.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All right, let's go to your calls. I just can't get over the fact that every road we drive on, we're going to be taxed on everything we do tracked. And that kid yesterday, I mean, he just wouldn't let it drop. And by the way, I preached at him about 15 times at that Randall's. You know, the lady looks at you in some motherly way like you're in kindergarten, and you'd save a lot of money. Why don't you want a Randall's card? Look, I just want the food. Okay. One time a lady goes, what do you have to hide? And, man, I went off for like 5 minutes. A manager came out, and I guess they have some new employees because usually they avoid me and don't even talk to me when I go to the checkout counter. But I'm sick of it. Why should I have to have your card to get the discount? And then they admit that these companies have been caught, other big shopping companies, selling the data. That isn't all. Now they've caught Gillette and Walmart and others with smart shelving that scans your face and checks it against the driver's license, digital photo system, creates a psychological algorithm off your purchases, or the cameras, the AI cameras, count how many items you put in your shopping cart, and then matches that with your face print when you get to the checkout counter. Oh, that's mainstream news. It's just in industry publications. I mean, walk into a grocery store and just look at what an Orwellian thing it is. There's like 50, 100, maybe 200 cameras just everywhere looking at you. Well, theft's a big problem. It's more than that, folks. It's a system of control. We're being acclimatized to this. Imagine a science fiction movie 50 years ago where you walk in the grocery store and there's 100 cameras and pods everywhere and they're face scanning you and going, don't you want the card? Well, they've already got all your data. Now, the opposite of that is Home Depot. Years ago, I told people, I said, they're going to take out three or four of the regular service checkouts first. Then they'll put in self-serves. Then they'll phase out all of the service checkouts. And now if you go to the Home Depots around Austin after 10 o'clock at night, even when there's giant lines of people, there's no checkout person. For some reason, Home Depot, they all seem to be my fans because they're all running up managers going, yeah, I know, it's horrible, isn't it? And you were right. I heard you say that years ago. And you go in there, and then the next step's to add thumb scanners to it. They've already done it in some areas of the country. Well, we've had some fraud, and this just double checks for identity. You know, identity theft's a big problem. This will handle it for you. All right, that's enough. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Boston. You're on the air, Kevin.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I don't mean to be repetitious, because I know this is some of the stuff that you've covered. You've had Senator John DeCamp on here, but when you talk about the Grove, it's really the crux of how desperate things are.
There's new Bohemian Grove photos on the website.
Exactly.
And they've got a black child tied down,
You witnessed mock sacrifice, but just to take one sentence, because I won't get into the real graphic stuff, I know we have young listeners, but one line out of Paul Benazzi's diary.
By the way, the senator's book has never been challenged. That's not true. A Virginia TV station said it wasn't true. He sued them and won millions. Well, so for years this has been out, making these claims. No one challenges it, and people he listed have gone to jail. Go ahead.
You had Senate investigator Gary Caradori, who was investigating Larry King. And
his plane blew up.
His plane blew up.
That's not Larry King of CNN. That was another Larry King. Yeah.
Right. But just one sentence quote, I heard another shot from somewhere, and then saw the man who killed the boy drag him like a toy. This is from the diary of Paul Benazzi, who claims to be a victim here, an eyewitness executions within Bohemian Grove. He was kidnapped by this Larry King group. He participated in the kidnapping of the boy's name was Johnny Ghosh, who's still alive. He has testimony corroborating this. There's a list of people. You say if something like this, they couldn't hide it. They can't really hide it. It's out there, but people. It's so atrocious that people won't accept it as a fact that it is, and people. You know, look at this tsunami that just hit. Picture, you've got to get ready. If you have just a Berkey water filter and you're slightly inland, if you're over there, you're better off with whatever chaos they're going to bring down on us. You've got to start taking this stuff seriously and getting ready.
Interesting points. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Ian in Canada, going north to Canada. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just one quick thing out of two. Can you tell us the percentage vote figures that John Zogby, the pollster, was giving for Bush and Kerry immediately before November 2nd?
Well, yes, Zogby is highly recognized as one of the best, if not the best, pollsters. And later they said, ooh, Zogby got it wrong by a few points because he had Kerry winning by 3 points.
Yeah, in 2000, he had Bush winning by 5 points before he withdrew the figures about 24 hours before the 2000 election.
Yeah, also there were giant lines of people going to vote for the Democrats, but then the exit poll numbers didn't match who actually went in. I mean, these are electronic voting machines, the home of Diebold in Ohio. But no poll is completely accurate because it's who you sample, but go ahead.
Well, that's interesting. Now, I wanted to tell you, I heard you on Steve Quayle on Friday. I really enjoy your discussions with Steve. And keeping in the mood of the last caller, Steve, like you, always urges us to keep an eye out for that peculiar story on the third or fifth page down the corner. I have a story like that for you. At the end of last week on the local television network up in the greater Toronto area, they reported that an AK-47, fully operational, quote-unquote, was found in a pond north of Toronto. And they showed a picture of it. And I'll just put it this way. The stock was nicely oiled, and the gunmetal was as fresh as if it had just been pulled out of a Costco shipping container. Strangely enough, didn't have the curved, classic curved magazine of it, of the AK-47 that we see the Russians have. It had a straight, a long magazine, about a foot long, and it was painted white, as if for winter combat. Now, I don't know what to make of that, but it just gives me a funny feeling in my stomach. What do you think?
Well, people throw guns in the water all the time, and I mean, I don't know what to say, but yeah, you throw a gun in a pond, even the most sturdy of guns, which the AK-47 is the sturdiest gun I know of, it's not going to look too good even after a few days in the pond.
Yeah, my point is,
why are they reporting on finding a gun in a pond? I mean, that's really no big deal.
There are not many fully operational AK-47s up here. I don't think they allow them to be sold under an assault weapon.
Well, I mean, the crimes hardly ever get committed with them, so I don't know why people are worried about it. But.
Well, we know that thousands were brought in over the 90s at a Costco container.
No, the communist Chinese at Long Beach got caught shipping in, I don't know, was it 3,000 for the gang members? Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's LA Times, by the way.
When something like this turns up, you've got to wonder, are they at the point where they want to distribute them?
Well, they like making money and stirring up trouble. Interesting points, Ian. Thanks for the call. David in Boston. David, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing today, Alex?
Good.
Listen, I don't watch much TV like you, but occasionally I channel surf a little bit.
Yeah, it's too depressing for me.
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, sometimes I have to go like to either CNN or Fox to see what kind of the latest propaganda is being spewed out. But interestingly, last night I was perusing and just came across FX, and they were running this thing called smallpox. And what they're calling it, it's interesting, the categorization here, disaster scenario docudrama.
Yeah, everybody keeps saying it was on Fox. Was it on Fox or FX?
Well, I saw it on FN, and it's fairly recent. It was directed by a guy named Daniel Percival.
Well, hold on. The fellow that runs the show just popped in my ear. Where did you see it?
Well, I saw it on FX last night.
Yeah, he said it's on FX, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't see the whole thing. It's 2 hours long, but I've got a one of these PBR recorders. I'm going to record the whole thing and just to look at it. But
yeah, send me a copy.
Yeah,
well, we're told that it's an evil Christian. At the end of the movie, they fade out with the Bible.
Well,
the Bible has caused it. It's evil Christians.
Well, this particular one was really, I mean, from what I was doing, I mean, I was just getting a little bits and pieces. I didn't watch it, but it was very realistic. I mean, they didn't even have any kind of caption below to say this is a simulated drama or anything.
Well, Nightline about 4 years ago did that, where five nights in a row they had like footage of real riots and footage of stuff after hurricanes, and they said smallpox, we've been hit, millions are dying,
exactly.
Martial law is helpful.
Yeah,
and then at the start and end they would say this was a dramatization.
Yeah, but I don't even think they said that. That's why I want to record the whole thing and really go back and actually look at it. But the definition, it says dealing with a terrorist-induced viral epidemic that starts in New York and quickly spreads throughout the world.
Which is the dark winter scenario.
Yeah, yeah. And they even give a date. I mean, they give that it happened previously already. They said it happened April 9th, 2002. And it's really, this is like a major psyops operation, it seems, that they're doing.
Well, of course it is.
That's exactly
right. They tried to have forced inoculation 2 years ago. Didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, they're putting us through these psyops maneuvers, obviously.
I mean, I hear you. Every time I turn television on, the police are torturing someone on some drama.
Well, yes, you know, the CGI, what is it, the CSI.
CSI, Threat Matrix 24, all of them.
Yeah. It's a major. But, I mean, that sort of corresponds to what's happening in some of your previous callers about what's happening in the airport. They're just conditioning us not to fly anymore. I think it seems.
No, because they're going to take it, they've said, to the roads, to the schools, to the buildings. They're going to train you that when they walk up, you strip down, whatever, you follow orders, you coward, they're, you know, you cower to them, they're rude to you. This is just letting us, you know, stand for inspection, prisoners. The whole country being turned into a giant prison, but the borders stay wide open.
Exactly, yeah, that's exactly what happens. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And you notice on the news, you know, we're all civilians now. Mayors and county commissioners aren't. They're officials. We're civilians. Well, we're all civilians in America.
Exactly.
But they've started this psychology, see, of a country occupied by a military.
Yep, I mean they're even really they're coming up with other terms like loyal civilians. I mean they're
yeah, I've heard that loyal citizens,
like
good
loyal.
Citizens.
Exactly.
Loyal means you keep your mouth shut, you follow orders, you take your Prozac.
Yeah,
you drink your fluoride, you drink your aspartame.
To take the chip, you know, do whatever you have to do. Yeah.
Well, that's how we stop Al Qaeda.
That's right. Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
We let the criminal corporations loot the government.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's amazing because the planet. I mean, we're consuming 84% of the entire planet's debt right now just to finance every kind of policy that.
But it's all by fiat. They designed it to get us into debt.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're going to the satellite tracker system to extract more money from the taxpayer.
Hey, it's freedom, sir. Thanks for the call. By leaving the border wide open and actually having total blanket amnesty and having in the new bill that just passed, waivers for the illegal aliens, actually is partial amnesty in the new 9/11 bill, that keeps us safe. You get rid of the borders, enslave the people, and that's freedom. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. But, no, you're absolutely right. Great call. I don't even know what to say anymore about all this. I mean, I've got this article that I covered in the first hour. Let me just mention it again briefly. It's out of the Washington Post. U.S. preparing for lifetime jail of terror suspects without trial. And the article actually says that... Let me read this. As part of a solution, the Defense Department, which holds 500 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, plans to ask Congress for $25 million to build a 200-bed prison to hold detainees who are unlikely to ever go through the military tribunal for lack of evidence, defense officials say. And it goes on to admit that even the tribunals can't convict anybody, can't even have trials. Their own officers keep quitting, saying it's all a fraud. So the CIA, through the State Department, is going to do all this. I mean, they're not even going to have kangaroo tribunals now. And there are American citizens, by the way, at this facility. Meanwhile, they've had hundreds of urban warfare training drills. And I've been to them. It's in Police State 2000, it's in Road to Tyranny, where the Marines openly train to put Americans in FEMA camps, where they openly have role players who are Americans and having the families broken up and having the guns confiscated. Hebron, Maryland, Oakland, California, South Texas, all over. Marines will stay close to home for urban training. Toledo Blade. The Marines will take over parts of downtown Toledo as sounds of gunfire will echo off buildings when training exercises are conducted next weekend. A Marine Corps unit based in Perrysburg will stage the exercises from 9 p.m. January 7th to about noon January 9th. And it goes on here, so for 3 days, Major Kramer said most of the 130-member unit, that's nothing, I've seen 5,000 in the town, Weapons Company, 1st Battalion, 24th Marines will take part in the exercises. We're looking for an urban environment to do our training, he said. Urban training is one of the proficiencies we are required to maintain. Major Kramer said Marines will be dressed in green and will be carrying rifles through the streets, but the exercises should be of minimal impact on the downtown area. He said the Marines will be firing blanks and conducting operations throughout the area. And I've been at these, man. You're in the middle of a city. There's helicopters, machine guns, tanks driving around, firing troops in many cases. Marines running over and asking, why do you got a camera? And you're like, I'm standing on a street corner. And then cops will set up checkpoints. We got this on video from Alabama. Cops will set up checkpoints, and they will just start ranting, and also North Carolina, Swansboro, North Carolina. Cops will just set up a checkpoint, and they'll be searching cars. And then they'll go, come on over and help us, military. Military comes over and they take over, and then it's real, see? Now they're policing us. sick. Oh, my goodness. It goes on and on here. So sick. They're going to be running around the town. It's just another one of those articles. What's your against our Marines? Well, I'm against this. I'm against the Marines breathing depleted uranium when they're over in Iraq, too. You know, I'm for the Constitution. And it's just so sick to see all this happening. And they admit this is for America. Always in the news article, oh, it's for overseas or disasters here. Then you go to these events. I've been to, I don't know, five, six of them. You go to these events and it's for America. So why aren't you on the border? Why are you practicing taking over city halls? We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
During that last break, I was reading the Encyclopedia Britannica about Moloch worship, and it would talk about how the priest of Moloch would get in their black hoods and then go to the doors of the houses and demand the children and take them and burn them. It's all part of freedom, I guess. I think it's sick and evil, but maybe I'm not a true Christian conservative. I don't worship Moloch. It's all part of the new freedom, you know. I was reading another huge report by Ron Paul about how he went on C-SPAN and talked about Patriot Act 2 and the National ID card and now it's a police state, and then got chastised by members of Congress. You're not supposed to criticize the government. That was his commentary from December 16th. I got to get him back on. Oh, we're in so much trouble, folks. So much trouble. We've just got a criminally insane elite in control, and they're putting the final screws to our liberties, putting their control grid in place. And I've got articles here. 55 years in prison for selling marijuana. This from the Marijuana Policy Project. They link through to the mainstream news article. Last month, individual was sentenced for 55 years in prison for selling marijuana to undercover police officers. U.S. District Judge Paul Cassell pointed out the sentencing. That's more time than he would have received if he had hijacked an airplane, beaten someone to death, or raped a 10-year-old child. You get 11 years for that, 13 years for beating somebody to death, 25 years for hijacking. In fact, the maximum sentence for all those crimes combined is less than the federal mandatory sentencing for a drug felony involving a gun. He was carrying a gun at the time of his arrest, though he never brandished it or threatened anyone. So we're all very safe now. Some good news, though. Italian bars defy anti-smoking mafia. Thousands of restaurants and bar owners are expected to defy legislation coming into force in Italy next week that will ban smoking in any bars or restaurants. And my point is that England, they banned fox hunting, and people are just having hunts and saying, arrest me. You know, that's just some laws, and these are petty things, fox hunting, or it's not really petty, but, you know, smoking. But it just shows how you can say no to this. It shows how people in mass can just say no. And how we're the authority. We're the people. We're not your slaves. The state doesn't own us. You're not God. And the people serving this criminal state, you're destroying your future and your children's future. They give you dangerous vaccines. They send you off to breathe the depleted uranium. They put sodium fluoride in your water and mercury in your vaccines and aspartame in 9,000 of your foods. I mean, wake up and join us that love life and love humanity. Get away from the order of death, the New World Order. I'm about out of time here. Just briefly, I'll close this broadcast with, we can affect change. We can wake people up. And some of the best tools we've got are my videos. I've made 11 of them, and the discount's still going here. Upwards of 70% off some of my best videos. Half off a big 9/11 special where you get four 9/11 videos and a book. Just so many great deals. Call the toll-free number and ask about Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Ask about Road to Tyranny. Ask about American Dictators. Ask about the specials. And then please take action and order the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can watch all my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, all of it at prisonplanet.tv for 15 cents a day online. Or go to Infowars.com or prisonplanet.com, click through the secure online shopping cart. You can read about all the different specials, watch video clips, and order the films right there online. Please don't wait. Please take action. Infowars.com or prisonplanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. You can also call that number and get the mailing address. I'm out of time. I don't have time to give it out. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Be sure and join us. Stand up for humanity, as I said, and the forces of decency and honor and family and life. Stand up against the order of death that runs the planet. And ask God for strength. Strengthen your hand, your mind, your soul. We're inside the New World Order, the Antichrist beast system. We've got to stand up and fight it. It's our job.